Sometimes we'll see a front or a situation that, you know.
This is MSO, newsports.com.
Well, here we go, and welcome to High School Football on MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, along with Bill Newell, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and it's just a great, great fall day. Finally, a little fall weather here. We're at Hamilton Wenham, and Arlington Catholic coming in to play Hamilton Wenham. Arlington Catholic with a record of, it's either 5-3 or 6-3. I can't get that figured out. But Hamilton Wenham coming in with a record of 8-0. So, Bill Newell, men in shorts down there. Stacey's got his shorts on. How about Tim?
Well, I have a report, and the answer is affirmative.
Direct from Tewksbury?
No, direct from Peabody.
Oh.
I doubt if he's going to change between Peabody and Tewksbury.
Okay,
very good. Yeah, the shorts are on. So, men in shorts.
Okay.
That's our own Tim Kearns.
There you go.
Where's the shorts?
So Arlington Catholic coming in with a record of 5-3 or 6-3. They've scored 180 points, allowed 187. For Coach Serge Clivio, it's his 27th year. He's won 132 games, and he's lost 174. Meanwhile, Jim Pugh, longtime coach in Hamilton at Masconomet, second year at Hamilton Wenham. He's 15-4 at Hamilton Wenham High School in his 2 years here, 193, 113 overall. And Hamilton Wenham at 8-0, they've scored 251 points and allowed only 80.
Well, my brush with greatness with Jim Pugh was, here's 2 years ago now, it was the end of the school year, so about a year and a half ago, really. I come up to talk to Craig Genualdo to do an interview with him here for the website. So I sign in at the office, and I go in and talk with Craig and do an interview with him. Later on, I find out that coming into the office right after me, and you sign in at a high school office, was Jim Pugh coming in for his interview for this job on that same day.
Is that right?
And they obviously... probably easily hired him over almost any other candidate. So these are really two championship kind of class high school football coaches here, guys that know the game, the real pros, and this should be a great contest. And you also look at this atmosphere. Obviously, we have a great vantage point here with this press box here in Hamilton Wenham, but it's kind of a great throwback, too. We see so many turf fields, which we love, but here's a grass field. We've got trees all around us. We've got the foliage. Got some beautiful birch trees across the way. So it's a beautiful afternoon for football.
And it's going to be a great afternoon for football. We will have our first break and come back with Hamilton Wenham football coach Jim Pugh. You're listening to MSO News Sports.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings. With 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore, we have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. MSO NewsSports.com is your connection to North Shore news and sports. Local video and radio interviews, photos, and much more. And a daily local radio newscast on North Shore Today.
With Coach Jim Pugh of Hamilton Wenham before the start of today's game. And Coach, I'm making you do this again in a second take, but again, it's been a lot of fun so far. And your team has lived up to expectations and beyond, I think. Tell me a little bit about your overall impression of your team, where you are at this point.
Well, I mean, you know, our playmakers, as you know, and you've interviewed most of them, you know, are our playmakers, and they make plays. But as any football coach will tell you, and true football fan knows, that it's the guys up front that lead you to championships. So our front line, our offensive line, is great. And Evan Bucci is a junior 2-year starter. Henry Smith, junior two-year starter. Thomas Monahan, first-year starter as a junior. And then our two seniors, Matt Wieman and Morgan Lippart, are, you know, two-year starters. The defensive line, you know, we have Jack McWhirter, his first year playing. We have Hunter Wilikowski and Henry Shibley at ends. We alternate all those offensive linemen in there. So they've done the job. They've been, you know, putting pressure on the other team's quarterback. Just leading us. You know, of course, Phil Bergen is not a lineman. But he blocks like a lineman in the fullback position. So our playmakers are very happy with the guys that are up front. I can tell you that.
We spent half an hour on this before, and I'm going to ask you again about your coaches, because tell me about who helps you out on the line there.
Well, Coach Melanson has done a great job. He's been at Hamilton now. He came the year before I started. It's my second year, and he bonds with those kids. The kids like him. He's tough. He's hard nosed. He's old school, and he demands a lot, and they respond. They love playing for him, which is what it's all about. You know, you gotta, you know, your team, they gotta, if you're gonna be here for 3 months, you know, kicking dirt in each other's faces, and yeah. you gotta like them, and
down in the trenches.
And Ed loves his kids, and the kids love him. So it's been a great job. Joe Coolis, who I've worked with, we've been together for 18 years, is our defensive coordinator, and he does an outstanding job, and he always has. No one watches more film than Joe. And then Bill Peach has been our, you know, has been our quarterback coach. He's been a receiver coach. He's done it all for us, but he coached a lot of these kids in youth football. His son is obviously, you know, Cam, and doing a great job for us. But Bill does a great job throughout the year. He's not a, you know, football is not a 3-month sport. It's a year round, and you got to be in the weight room and doing things. And Bill is a big part of that.
Coach Bouchard over at Salem was very disappointed, obviously, at the end of last week's game, but he was very proud of his kids and said they played a good game, and he mentioned the fact that they just couldn't finish some plays and that Hamilton went and made more big plays. How big a challenge was it for Salem, playing Salem for you guys?
Oh, it was big. They have some, you know, they have athletes, you know, and their athletes, you know, are playmakers, and Vinny Gaskins is a tough kid. Their quarterback, Espinal, was tough. So they had a lot of guys that really made a difference and were tough to contain. And in the first half, they scored. Second half, we shut them down. It was great, you know, to see our guys coming up and stepping up and making plays. And, you know, again, that's a tribute to our middle linebackers, Phil Durgan and Sam Weber, and then, all of our down linemen. So they did a great job.
You don't have a whirlpool here or a hot tub that I think guys probably need after the game. What's the general health of your team?
Like every other team, you know, it's, Nick's, Bangs, Boozes, some kids out. You know, we lost Andrew Riccio right in the second game of the year. Daniel Tobin is out now for, you know, a couple of games. But, you know, I was at a clinic last winter, and, it's never about who's the best team on paper. It's who's the best team on Friday night or Saturday afternoon.
Who survives, yeah.
And who survives. So we'll live to play another day. So we'll be ready to go today.
All right, this is going to be a great one. And finally, what can you tell me about Arlington Catholic, and what do you guys have to do to win?
The same thing that we've been doing. We've got to get the ball it's getting the ball in the hands of our playmakers, not running, you know, some beautifully diagrammed play. It's like, you know, it's the same cliche, and I've used it before. It's not the X's and the O's, it's the Jimmys and the Joes. And if we get the ball in the Jimmy and Joe's hands, we'll be in good shape. We got to stop them. They got a spread offense. They're big. So, you know, they can go power football, or they can, you know, they can air it out. So we got to stop that. You know, it's going to, you know, they'll you know, they have the same thing. They got to stop our playmakers. So, no turnovers, you know, the usual stuff. You want to come out there, hit them first, and limit the amount of mistakes that you make. You
know. Hamilton Wenham football coach Jim Pugh with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get. From our boats to your plate.
A great way to monitor what's happening on the North Shore, get the MSO New Sports app. A click here, a click there, you're listening or watching North Shore football. And check out the latest stories on our webpage, MSONewsports.com.
All right, you can hear from the PA that we are back live, and we're just about ready for the playing of the national anthem. Sun is right in our faces. It's setting off to the southwest already here, and we're going to be changing the clock, so it's going to set a lot earlier tomorrow. Not much of a wind, temperature 54 degrees, and this should be a spectacular football game as Arlington Catholic is here to play Hamilton Wenham. As the Generals 8-0 and Arlington Catholic at 5-3. It is time for the playing of our national anthem.
Remain standing so that the Hamilton Wenham Band, led by Mr. Eric Fecky, honors America with the playing of our national anthem.
Well, alrighty then. Hello once again. I'm Rick Moore along with Bill Newell. And, wow, not many people here in the near stands. I'm very shocked at that. As last night, once again, it was like a Thanksgiving atmosphere in Marblehead.
Yeah, a good, decent crowd in Lynn as well. Marblehead coming away with a win last night, and so did Lynn English come away with a win. And we have another game here on MSO News Sports today as well. It's going to be on Channel B, and it starts at 2:30 this afternoon as Danvers will play at Tewksbury. So check that out. There's a separate post for that. If you're a Danvers fan, you can click on and do that. In the meantime, sit back, relax, enjoy, and watch this game here. So it'll be Hamilton Wenham kicking off to Arlington Catholic here to get today's game underway.
Yep.
And
Kieran Mullen and Cordell Parrish are back deep with Parrish in the middle for Arlington Catholic. And also, Jake Lanciani is the place kicker for Hamilton Wenham, kicking field goals, kicking off. and he's also a receiver, complimentary to Cam Peach. We'll get more on that later on. The Generals will be kicking off from right to left, and they will receive the kickoff during the second half, or the opening of the second half. So again, it's Parrish back in the middle. It's Kyle Almeida on the far side, and on the near side, Kieran Mullen for Arlington Catholic. Lanciani puts his hand up, goes to the ball, and gets a high end-over-end kick that's going to go short and out of bounds at about the 20-yard line.
Rick, Arlington Catholic has the gold uniforms, the white tops, the blue numerals with some yellow trim around them, a gold trim, and some blue pants, and the Hamilton Wenham Generals with a very conservative white helmets, navy blue jerseys, and white pants, led by Coach Jim Pugh.
And it is Christian Santillana, who is the far side receiver, as they're going to bring it back. You'll hear this cowbell all day long. So there, that's how we keep track of the time here at Hamilton Wenham, by the cowbell.
So something you will not hear Rick Morris say is a little more cowbell.
No, you won't hear me say that.
No, a little more cowbell.
I might make another comment on it later. I don't get it, but whatever. All right, so we'll do it again. Hamilton Wenham.
What if that cowbell could disappear at halftime?
I'll give it a shot. All right, Lanciani. This one's even shorter, headed toward the far sideline. And this one goes out of bounds at the 30.
Yeah,
this is atypical of Jake Lanciani.
We've talked this year a number of times about how high school kickers have really picked up their game, I think, in the last couple of years, in the way they where they place the ball, deep, short, long, angles, squibs, rolling, you know, get the rotation on the ball. But right there, Lanciani just hasn't been able to execute what he wants to do. Obviously, they don't want a big return. They have respect these return guys for Arlington Catholic.
You had a good point, too, because we saw last night, we saw two successful onside kicks by Wilmington, and we saw a number of field goals last night as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we used to go a year without seeing a field goal in high school football.
Or a successful onside kick. Yeah. All right, Lanciani from the 30 this time. A short end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to the 30. Booted by there. And the receiver is going to be tackled back at the 25-yard line. And once again, that was Christian Santillana. He's a junior, 5'5", 155. And Arlington Catholic will set up shop on their own 25. So it worked out well for Hamilton Wenham.
Absolutely. It looked like they knew what they wanted to do. Santillana was the return guy out of East Boston for Arlington Catholic. So they'll start first and 10 at their own 25, working left to right.
Now, this is the semifinals. I thought this was the finals, but I guess there's one more D3.
Nope. North final would be next week,
D6 North game after this, So it's first and 10 for Arlington Catholic. They are the Cougars. The quarterback is Mike Burke. They're in a shotgun with stacked receivers left and right. Now they're going to spread the field. Nobody in the backfield. Total spread formation. 5 yards off the line of scrimmage is Burke. End around, he's going to hand it off. And the run play is going to be stopped short of the line of scrimmage by 1 yard. Riley Donovan with the carry. And good at Hamilton Wenham defense on that one.
Yeah, they had three wideouts one way, two the other way. No one in the backfield, but Riley came in motion from left to right to take the handoff. Yeah, 1 yard loss.
Yep, right back to the line of scrimmage for AC. I'm not going to hurry. Get the snap off very quickly, though, with the 1 yard loss. Burke this time has a blocker in the backfield with him. And again, wideouts both sides of the field. It's a handoff run play. This time it's to the Cordell Parrish. And a ball that's fumbled, and Hamilton Wenham recovers at the 23 yard line.
Oh, my. Well, there you go. There's that name, Cam Peach, shared our Players of the Week honors last week here on MSO News Sports for this current week off of last week's game. So they get a first and 10 at their 23-yard line.
Well, that could be disastrous for AC to start the game. They're going to put it at the 22-yard line. First and 10 for the Hamilton Wenham Generals. And you've heard us talk about the offense of the Generals many times in the last several weeks. Billy Whalen is the quarterback. But you also heard Coach Pugh talk about the front line. We'll get to that in a minute. Stack of split formation behind the quarterback, and it is Ian Coffey who's tackled for a big loss back near the 30-yard line.
Joseph Greedy, he's a big guy, but he came in, linebacker, and just leveled him. That's a loss of about 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah,
almost.
Back to the 26, and big guy you mentioned is their leading defensive player.
Greeny.
Yep.
Yeah.
Big dude, Joe. And I, when I saw his name, I was thinking of Big Joe Green, Mean Joe Green.
Yeah.
All right. So it's 2nd and 14 for the Generals at their own at the Arlington Catholic 26. Again, pro set behind the quarterback, and this time it's a play action. Left-handed quarterback throws it complete to Peach, right flat at the 20. Breaks a tackle. 15, 10, 5, into the end zone. Touchdown.
Rick Campeach was the wideout to the right side, and it looked like they had him double covered. They had one of the corners came up, and they had two men ready to defend him. They were expecting probably someone to slide out of the backfield and fill that slot a little bit, but Campeach, give it. There you go. The great tandem there. Campeach with the reception, and now the point after kick coming up as Lanciotti will attempt the point after kick after a touchdown.
Yeah, Whalen is the holder. And you've heard Coach talk about the long snapper who is as good as they come, and everything looks good right down the middle.
26 yards, Whalen to Campeach.
Well, didn't take long.
It did not.
Two plays. 22 yards, and that's called taking advantage of the other team's mistake and forcing a mistake, I guess. So we have played 1 minute and 40 seconds, and Hamilton Wenham leads 7-0. Wow. Very explosive offense.
These two teams played last year in the consolation round of the tournament, and Hamilton Wenham was a winner in that game. And I understand both teams have a lot of the same players back this year. But and if you look at comparative scores, they both beat Bishop Fenwick this week. And really kind of close similar scores. I think Hamilton Wenham might have another point or two than the Arlington Catholic did against Fenwick. But, again, could be an even game here this afternoon.
All right, Parrish back in the middle again. This time Lanciani is going to kick a ground ball. Goes through a lineman's legs, and it's covered up, pounced on there by Kieran Mullen, as it was muffed by a lineman, actually, at the 32-yard line. But Mullen covers it. And so, Arlington Catholic starts at their own 31.
Well, on the two kickoffs, Rick, Hamilton Wenham to Arlington Catholic, they both haven't been handled well by AC. That time, Greeny, the upback number 88, that linebacker we were talking about earlier ago, 220 pounds, who made that great defensive play, just couldn't put his hands on it.
They got some big dudes.
Yeah.
They got some big dudes. All right, Burke back in the backfield with one running back. Again, ball between halfway between the hash marks, moving from left to right in the mud part of the field. Burke wants to throw, arcs it high, deep, down the left sideline, and just broken up by Lanciani. Down there, the intended receiver was Mullen.
Rick, that was a great defensive play by Lanciani, because Lanciani was beat on that. That was a well-thrown football. That was a nice route right down the left sidelines, down by the 40-yard line. If Lanciani does not get back into the picture and swat that ball away, it's a catch and a touchdown.
So it is 2nd and 10 for the Arlington Catholic Cougars from their own 31-yard line. Quarterback is Burke. He is a right-handed quarterback. He's going to hand off on a run play that stopped at the line of scrimmage. The ball is loose again, and this time it's covered by the quarterback, Burke. And it was number 25 on your program, who is, I'll get his name right eventually, Christian Santillana, who was the ball carrier.
Henry Ship Bly was the guy that hit him, and I think might have popped the ball for you. He got into that backfield right away for it. Hamilton Wenham.
5-yard loss for the Cougars. Clock moving early in the first quarter. 7-0. Hamilton Wenham pleasing the home crowd here with an opening score after recovering a fumble. Two plays, and it's that Whalen to Peach combination that put the big 7 in the lights on the scoreboard. All right, so it's 3rd and 15 for Arlington Catholic. Burke rolling to his left. He completes it up to the 35-yard line. It's complete to Parrish, but way short of the first down.
Yeah, it was probably about 7 yards, but it still sets up a 4th down and 6. They're at their own 35-yard line. Campeach with the tackle there. Guys going both ways here, obviously. And they'll punt.
Well, neither team has a lot of numbers. They don't have big numbers. So, it's imperative that everybody knocking on wood here stay healthy on both sides. So the punt will be a very short punt, but it's going to get a good roll. Fielded at the 37 by Lanciani. Returned to the 40, to the 50, upended. No, he breaks a tackle at the 40 and down to the 30 inside the 30-yard line. What a run back by Lanciani.
Yeah, absolutely. Great run back. I think they're going to spot it maybe just inside the 30. Could be wrong on that. That was one of those bounces. It took a sharp bounce. And so they'll start at the 28, it appears. And timeout is called by Arlington Catholic. But Lanciani could have let that punt go. That was one of those plays where do you let it go or do you feel that he jumped on it. And obviously he made the right decision.
Well, one thing I did want to mention last time. Hamilton, one of them special teams, Bill, they field the ball. Very rarely do you see them go by on a bounce and the kicking team get more yardage out of it. They are very, very good on special teams.
And plays today at Mystic Valley at 2:30. You won't be able to catch that one, but we will be giving you up.
Don't forget we have live football on Channel B this afternoon. Danvers playing at Tewksbury. You got the post right on our website at msonewsports.com. You can go to that one. Marty Smith and Tim Kearns with the broadcast from Tewksbury today.
Again, the far stands are in shade. We are in bright sunlight into our faces here in a beautiful, what finally feels like a fall day.
Yeah.
And again, between the 40s, really from the left side of midfield, from the 35-yard line out to about the 47-yard line on the other side, it's pretty, pretty well beaten up. And if you get down there, there's a lot of toughs. It's not very smooth traveling on the field. First and 10, Hamilton Wenham at their Arlington Catholic 28. Whalen pumps, rolls to his right, stops, plants, throws it, I was going to say short, and it's in and out of the hands of Peach. He's diving for it at the 11-yard line and lost it.
Rick, Peach had about four defenders down there defending Peach. Peach ran a pattern that he was going to cut in down by the 15 and then shifted and spun around and went to the outside, dove for that ball, nearly made a great catch because that... Again, a move that's really kind of eluding 3 to 4 defenders down there. They're really keeping an eye on Peach, which makes you wonder whether somebody might else be open.
Well,
somebody else might be open.
Yeah, don't forget about Lanciani. He is really good, and he's very complimentary. So if they pay too much attention to Peach and the other receiver on the far side. But this is a run play on the draw. Big yardage. This one's going to go inside the 10 all the way down to the 5-yard line. And this is Captain Phil Durgan with the carry. Well, you don't hear from him a lot, but when you do, it's always a big play.
He's down to the 6, Rick, or are you saying the 5? 5 or 6? I think it's a 6, right? Just outside the 5.
Yeah, I think it's, let's put it at the 6.
It'll be first and goal there for Hamilton Wenham at the 6-yard line of Arlington Catholic. They're already leading here 7-0 on the 26-yard Whalen to Peach pass. In the first quarter.
Second time the Generals have had a short field. I formation stacked up behind Whalen, shoulder to shoulder at the line of scrimmage, first and goal. Moving from right to left. Handoff, run play. It is Coffey trying to cut it outside. He's going to be chased and, dumped over, upside down. At about the 3, maybe the 2.
Cordell Parrish made a nice tackle there. As he was the second defender. He slipped by the first defender, but Parrish came by and... cut his legs out from under him by hitting him low.
Did a somersault, but he's okay. All right, 6:20 in the first quarter. That's what remains, and it's Peach from Whalen, the 7-0 lead for Hamilton Wenham, and they're knocking on the door again.
If we ran that play, you or me, Rick, our careers would be over after that hit.
My life might be over. Again, it's the eye stacked up on the far hash mark going from right to left. Whalen with that right foot behind the left in the quarterback formation. It's a run play. Gets nothing. Off to the left side.
Good hit there. Kieran Mullen was right there, defensive back out of Billerica.
Well, they give him maybe half a yard. We're going to call it a game. They give him one. So it's third and goal from the 2. Ian Coffey with some big games. He was a player of the week as a sophomore a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we've had 3 players of the week in 2 games from Hamilton Wenham.
Anthony Palazzola in the game as a wideout.
And again, yeah, you got to watch out, Bill. You cover. Well, Peach is in the backfield now.
Yeah, Palazzola's taking his slot out on the right side.
Peach is the tailback. The up back is. It's dropped. And quarterback Whalen's going to be dropped for a loss as he picks it up, but he's buried.
Joshua Smith was right there. Ball. There is a flag down. Maybe there's an offside here against Arlington Catholic, but. The snap was not handled well by the quarterback. Whalen went to the turf. He covered it right up, but right after he picked the ball up, he was dropped by Smith.
personal foul on each team. So reset the down. Oh, no, they're going to say fourth down. I don't get that.
Offsetting penalties on both teams will be a fourth down now for the Generals at the Cougars' six-yard line.
Offsetting penalties, don't you replay? I'm confused by that one. Well, anyway, it's fourth down. Fourth and goal for Hamilton Wenham. I don't think they're going to go for the field goal. It doesn't look like the field goal kicking team is setting up. They're going to go for the touchdown. It's fourth and goal now from the six-yard line. Wideouts both sides. Peach is the wideout on the right, Lanciana. Now Peach is in motion from right to left. And Whalen is looking to his left. Left-handed quarterback throws it complete to Durgan. And he's got it.
Touchdown.
Well, I really thought that Peach, who's right behind Durgan, was the intended receiver, but I don't think Whalen could get the ball to him. It was they were both running right to left in the left corner of the end zone, but I thought Durgan might be outside the end zone, but he just gets in to post their second score of the afternoon.
Yep.
And Lanciani will go for the point after.
And I'm telling you, you overcommit on someone for Hamilton Wenham, and another guy picks up the slack. Lanciani kicks this one through, and it's 14 to nothing. Hamilton won.
48 left in the first quarter. Generals 14, Cougars 0.
Again, we're at Hamilton Wenham High School here today on MSO News Sports. Great to have you with us. You can always contact us via our email at msonewsports@gmail.com. There's an email link on the top right of our website.
So it's
great to be with you this afternoon. Again, we have a live football game from Tewksbury today as well on Channel B. You can listen to the game in its entirety with Marty Smith and Tim Kearns.
Oh, we also have a railroad bell to go along with
it. Yeah, you know, I saw that downstairs. I didn't see it out there.
Yeah, it's the cheerleaders do the push-ups, number of push-ups. Well, almost push-ups. They're sort of fake push-ups, but they do them. Number of push-ups is the number of points on the scoreboard for Hamilton Wenham. At the moment, that's 14. And,
number one, Cordell
you know,
Parrish,
Jim Rudloff was saying last night it was too easy for the Magicians in the first half. They had a 24-0 lead, and Wilmington came roaring back. The game was decided on the final play of the game, Marblehead winning it. It's been easy so far in offense for the Generals. The kickoff is fielded again by an up-back, this time at the 34-yard line and down right there.
Number 83, Frank Cancellari.
4 minutes, 48 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Hamilton Wenham. Hamilton Wenham with the two quick scores to start today's football game, up 14 to nothing. And it will be a first down for Arlington Catholic. They have been unable, really, to move the football so far here, but we'll see. They've got the ball at their own 34.
First down, 4:48 left to go, first quarter. So Arlington at their own 34. Really hard to tell where it is sometimes. This is a halfback option going to be launched by Parrish into no man's land at the 40, and it just falls harmlessly between a defender and an intended receiver. The intended receiver was Mullen. And that was Parrish on the halfback option. So second down for Arlington Catholic. They come right back to the line of scrimmage. In the pistol with a couple of backs with Burke. This time it's a run play to Parrish. He breaks it across the 40 out to about the 44, close to the first down.
Yeah,
nice run.
This will be close.
The one, Cordell Parrish,
they have to measure
one.
This one.
Wow, it's right at...
close to a first down marker. It is a first down.
Yeah, it's actually
Cougars.
At the 39. So
no,
they get the
40,
first
it's
down.
At 44.
I'm sorry, the 44.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's... it's a 10-yard gain. First and 10 at the 44 in the muddy part of the field, or at least the soft part of the field. And this is a run play on a counter that gets about 3 or 4 yards. And it is the junior, Santillana, with the run.
Carry. Tackled on the play by Hunter Wilichowski.
Wilichowski, I don't need to tell you that. You just heard it on the
PA.
Second
down and 7 for the Cougars.
So, Arlington Catholic getting some rhythm now. They are out to the 48-yard line, about a 4-yard gain, second and 6. I formation this time to the tailback, and this is the big fullback who's going to be dropped for a loss. And that is Josh Smith. He's 6 feet, 230.
Not? Okay.
But it's his number counterpart, number 1500, Willikowski, there to make the tackle for the loss.
Yeah, Willikowski were there in the backfield to knock him down for the... I'm not sure where the ball was at first, but now they've got a third down and 13.
It was at the 48, so it goes back to the 42. And it's about a six-yard loss. And it's third and almost 13 to go for the first down. Once again, it's the I formation set off to the left of the quarterback. Burke slips in that rough area, regains his footing, throws it complete. Ball is dropped. Nice breakup. The intended receiver
for number 83, Frank Cantillari,
was Cantillari.
A quick hit by Bryson Calla.
That was a nice rollout. I thought it was good. He had a pass rush. He kind of slipped in the backfield, as you said, Rick. Rolled out there, got the ball off. Looked like Cancellari was going to make that catch. In fact, it was one of those plays where he wondered, did he actually have it and then dropped
right.
it? And they called it an incomplete pass.
Bryson Calla with a terrific defensive play. Now it's fourth down, and it looks as though the Cougars will punt once again. You got Twins back at their own 30-yard line for Hamilton Wenham. On the far side, it's Peach. On the near side, Lanciani. Nose of the football down. The punt is hitting at the 30, and it gets a Hamilton Wenham roll back to the 35-yard line. So once again, the Generals in decent field position, but this is the worst field position they've had all day at their own 35.
Yeah, we've seen most of the action has been from midfield to the left. That's where Hamilton Wenham has been driving the football. So now they start at their own 35 here, as you mentioned. A little more cowbell. A little more cowbell, Rick.
You said it. I didn't. Hamilton Wenham defense holding Arlington Catholic to 10 yards so far in this first half. Somebody called the timeout. Nope. Here we go. Breaking out of the huddle come the Generals. And up front, they're led by Evan Bucci, the junior center, 230. Ben Lippart, Henry Smith, Tom Monahan, Matt Wieman up front for the Generals. They have been steady all year. Now we do have a timeout.
Timeout on the field by the Generals. In other Hamilton Wenham news this week,
I'd like to thank our athletic director here, Craig Genualdo, for all his help in making these broadcasts possible and all the support. One of the really good athletic directors here on the North Shore.
I don't know if I told you, but Alex Kulovich last night was in residence at Marblehead, and he made sure to send his greetings along. He was with his lovely bride. They were traveling out to Idaho recently. No, Iowa, to see his grandson, Jay Kulovich, play.
Oh, yeah.
He's in... one of the high minor leagues for the NHL. I don't know what team he's with, but recently injured, got a puck to the jaw, and recovering from that. So it's first and 10, Generals at their own 35. Great to see Coach Kulovich, though. Rolling to his right, quarterback Whalen. Plants, he's got to run now, and he's going to be dropped. Oh, this may be intentional grounding.
Pass ball is incomplete.
Yep, it is.
For Anthony Palazzola.
So the spot will be back at the 20-yard line, sacked way back there, 15-yard loss.
It all started that play with a great pass rush by Arlington Catholic. Give them credit there.
Is that the big guy again?
You know, I'm not sure.
I think it was. My goodness gracious.
In really? Hamilton Wenham news this week, the math team finished first place behind high scorers Richard Paul and freshman Grant Lane.
I think it was Joe Greeny on the sack. Boy, he's fast. He's big. He's fast.
And
he's strong.
Still time to join the math team. And remember, it's a math lead.
He's a linebacker.
Is more than deserved at Thanksgiving.
So, the ball is back at the 22. Okay? So, let me see. That's a 13-yard loss. So, it's second and 23 for the Generals. And this is a pass play way downfield. Lanciani's got it at the 35, 30, 20, down the sideline, 10, 5. He is in. Touchdown.
Rick, I think that was Ian Coffey that threw that ball.
Halfback option.
Yeah.
And Lanciani got behind the defenders. And ladies and gentlemen, that is 78 yards. Third touchdown pass of the first half. But this one's from Coffey.
Yes.
Wow.
What an air attack here by Hamilton Wenham here in the first quarter.
On the halfback option, 77 yards for Jake Lanciani.
And remember, Coffey's just a sophomore. My word. Well, Lanciani will try to add the point again. And looks good from here. Yep, it is.
And
21-0. Hamilton winner. With still 2:25 left to go in the first quarter. Had 78 yards, 128 yards of offense, Bill, for Hamilton Wenham to 10 for Arlington Catholic, and 21-0, three touchdown passes. Wow.
Well, the Generals certainly have come out here on fire here this afternoon, offensively and defensively here tonight. They just have not allowed Arlington Catholic to generate any real kind of sustained offense at all here this afternoon.
Well, all aboard for the Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga. Train rolling into the station. And near stands have filled up pretty nicely now. Plus, on this side, we've got a lot of people on the perimeter standing at the rope near the track.
Strongest triceps in the K-10 lead.
Well, this is very similar to what happened last night with Marblehead against Wilmington. So, big lead early for Hamilton Wenham. Lanciani, ground ball, going to roll behind Greeley, and it's going to be muffed there and covered up by Hamilton Wenham.
And it looks like coming on the play.
Yeah, they could not ball and contain that football on the kickoff. That's been a struggle.
Yep. And that's a Hamilton Wenham ball.
Yep. General. Michael
Cryer
there to make the recovery.
At the 23 of Arlington Catholic.
23.
First and 10. And whatever can go wrong has gone wrong for Arlington Catholic in the first 9 minutes. Actually, 8.5 minutes. We've got a Hamilton Wenham player down on the near side. I'm hoping it's just a cramp. But the trainers are working right around the shin area. First and 10. I don't know what the number is. First and 10 for the Generals at the Arlington Catholic 23 on the near hash mark. Rolling from right to left. I formation behind quarterback Whalen. He does a play action. Now he hands it off, actually. Crowley. I'll check it. Coffey breaks a tackle at the 15, but he's out of bounds.
Coffey on the draw play. Knocked out of bounds by number 85, Nick Wanasa.
Ball is at the
15. For an 8-yard gain, we're at the second and 2.
You heard it. Another 8 for Hamilton Wenham. Clock has stopped, 2:14 left. Bit of an overcast coming in from the west. But just a gorgeous day. Beautiful fall day. Great day for football. And we've got plenty of football here on MSO. Don't forget over on Channel B, Danvers at Tewksbury with Marty Smith and Tim Kearns. And, of course, we'll have all kinds of information throughout the weekend. Lanciani will split to the left. I formation. Up back is Durgan. Tail back is Coffey. Peach split to the right. Play action. Greeley after the quarterback. Look out, he's retreating. He gets away at the 20. Goes forward. 15, 10. Ooh!
Oh.
He is hammered out of bounds. And a penalty marker thrown.
I don't know what that penalty will be, but Max Bonanno, linebacker, just put the end to that run by quarterback Whalen. Went right into his midsection. Whalen is up, okay, but that was a solid tackle. But this is coming back,
yep.
I guess, against Hamilton Wenham.
Yep. Got the first down to the 5, but they're going to bring it back to the 20.
Holding.
On the Generals.
Walking the back by the Generals will knock him back 10 yards.
What a nice shifting move by Whalen to elude two defenders chasing him down in the backfield. He's rolling out and in a lot of trouble over on the right sidelines there, far side.
So it ends up being a 5-yard loss, actually. The ball was at the 15, bring it back to the 20 after the holding penalty occurred at the 10. Clock moving, 1:40 left to go. Second and 7 now for Hamilton Wenham, leading 21-0. Twins on the short side of the field. That's the right side of the field. Pass over to Lanciani. Left flat. Complete. He's down to the 5.
Whalen pass. Complete to Jake Lanciani.
Again on the tackle there was Nick Manassa on the hit for...
But Lanciani's catch is good enough for a general.
To get the first
Arlington
down.
Arlington Catholic, yeah.
It's just outside the 5. Maybe... we'll call it the 5, I think, Bill.
I go with the 6 myself. I think it's outside.
You would, because I have to erase it. Thanks a lot. You know, race it, make it six. So it's only a 14-yard gain instead of a 15. All right, first and goal from the, well, they say the seven, but I'm going to go with you. First and goal from the six-yard line. I'm not raising it again. I, once again, seven men up on the line of scrimmage. Coffey gets a handoff, trying to cut it outside, not going to go. Well, he breaks a tackle, and then he is just, he disappears under a whole bunch of Cougars.
Coffey on the carry to the outside, tackle by number 45.
A sign of a good athlete, a good runner, somebody that eludes a tackle, and it takes the third man to bring him down, and that was the case right there for Coffey.
Give him one to the five. Second and goal from the five. Not sure we're going to get a play underway. Clock moving, 28 seconds in the first quarter, 21-0. Three touchdown passes for Hamilton Wenham. Two from Whalen, one from Coffey on a halfback option. And the Generals are threatening again. Second and goal from the 5-yard line. 12 seconds left. I stacked up behind Whalen. He's in that batter stance formation, like an open batter stance, a right-handed batter. Hand off to Peach, rolling around the left side. Oh, he hurdles over a blocker, lands on his back, and he's okay. It's a touchdown. Whoa, mercy, 27-0.
An acrobatic touchdown by Cam Peach. You won't find one more acrobatic than that one, I don't think. He went up, did the spin, came down perfectly, nailed it. I think he got an 8.8 from the Russian judge on that landing. A little bit off, but what can you expect? So they're up 27-0, and Lanciani will attempt the point after kick.
I'm not sure Dad, Bill Peach, coach here at Hamilton, was too thrilled about that play. Man. He leaped, got hit in the, during the leap, and did a complete somersault back, landing on his back. But he's okay. Got up, bounced out of the end zone, and it's 28-0.
I think we're going to take the break right here, right? I would assume so.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
We've got a call from Surf to Soleil. They would like to meet with Hampton after the game.
All right, we'll step aside. We'll be right back after this. We're at the end of one.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
We start the second half with a kickoff to Arlington Catholic that's returned to the 25-yard line by Santillana. Caught it on the right on the numerals at the 20 and cut from left to right, returns it to the 25.
Cougars will take the ball first and 10 from their own 25-yard line.
So the Cougars have it, first and 10, to start the second quarter down by 28-0. Yikes. Well, this is a run play that's going to get some big yardage out to the 25, to the 30, to the 35-yard line by Josh Smith. And he is a major dude.
Yeah, let's see if they try some more of that. That looked like that had some possibilities for them. Joshua Smith, big 6'1", 230 running back, and got a first down out of it.
Man, that's punishing. That's like trying to stop a big truck. Mercy. All right, so Twins to the near side. As Parrish is out far, and in the slot is Mullen. But it's going to be a keeper by the quarterback, Burke. He cuts it outside, breaks a couple of tackles, and doesn't get to the 40 as he's wrapped up trying to turn
the
corner.
Michael Burke on the keeper.
Yeah, he did a nice job getting whatever yardage he could on that. There were a lot of defenders. He kind of held off Cam Peach on the hit to finally finish him off on the sidelines, near side left here. Gain about three, though. Yep. See, that could have been a no-gain situation, but give him credit on that.
A couple of stiff arms from
the
quarterback. Yeah. Well, comfortable lead to say the least, for Hamilton.
28-0. Reminder, if you haven't bought
and we just started the second quarter.
Shoelaces yet to support Kali Beth and her fight against this disease.
First and 10. Check it. Second and 7. And again, one running back in the backfield with Burke, ball in the near hash mark. Yellow helmeted AC moving from right to left. Oh, handoff to the big guy, to Josh Smith. And he is tackled for no gain. He looked like he wouldn't even get his feet moving that time.
No, he never did. And there were two defenders right there, mm-hmm. right near the line of scrimmage. So he gets nothing on that. So the running back that we said, go back to this guy, well, they went back to him. But
tackle the play by Henry didn't.
But Hamilton Wenham was probably thinking the same thing. Maybe we should pay attention to this young man.
And a long six for the Cougars.
Third and 7. Ball still at the 37, almost at the 38. No yard markers at the field here at Hamilton. I keep saying here at Hamilton Wenham, but we're at Hamilton.
Yes,
the
right.
field is in Hamilton. Okay. All right, so it's 3rd and 7 for Burke with one running back, and he's going to keep it, run straight forward, and stopped at the 40. Wow. I mean, you could see that one had nothing going for it at all.
Sam Weber on the initial hit, also there. Hunter Wilichowski.
Arlington
Catholic here looking like they're in a punting situation here at their own 40-yard line with a 5 to go on the fourth down.
Well, that possession is the most yardage they've had all afternoon. They got 15 in the possession and a total of 4 plays, but that's it. They'll have to punt it away.
Well, defenses win championships, and right now Hamilton Wenham 8-0.
Who's the punter? Is it 12 or 13? We're not able to make contact with the Arlington Catholic coach.
12.
Yeah, so it's the quarterback, Burke. All right, so it comes to the Hamilton 1 and 35. Lanciani catches it. Now he's running backward to the 33. Across the field laterally to his left. Now he go forward. 40, 50, 40. Down the sideline, 30. And tackled inside the Arlington Catholic 30-yard line. He ran about 100 yards, but gets good positive yardage all the way down to the 35-yard line for Arlington Catholic.
It's Michael Burke that finally has to run him out of bounds. The punter down at the Arlington Catholic. Down at the Arlington Catholic run by the 30. They're saying they're marking it down out at the 36, though, so it'll be 1st and 10 for the Generals there.
It's ridiculous. Hamilton Wenham has started at the Arlington Catholic 27, the Arlington Catholic 28, their own 22, Arlington Catholic 23, Arlington Catholic 36. Ridiculous. And now, here we go again. Short field for the Generals going from left to right. Pitch in the backfield. Run play, Coffee. Cuts it outside. 30, 25, and he's gone. Another touchdown. It's 34-0.
And that is Ian Coffey with a blocking help.
36 yards, Ian Coffey.
Wins a 35-yard touchdown.
Well, he just came around the right end and just kept finding space to run. There were a bunch of players around him, teammates and Arlington Catholic players, but they couldn't tackle him, and soon he angled his way back out to the middle and was home for the touchdown. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't
know. Score here, just 7:35 to play here in the first
half.
All
you tough guys that do CrossFit, the care leaders are looking for someone to do 35 push-ups.
Well, Lanciani will try to make it 35, and he does. Well, the Moynihan Lumber scoreboard update brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plashdown, New Hampshire. Hamilton Wenham, Peach from Whalen at 9:20.
No better time to recognize
Durgan
our fan
from
Whalen of the game.
At 4:48.
Our fan of the game
Lanciani
is
from Coffee
boy,
at 2:25. And Peach, a 5-yard run.
Charlie is
all in the first quarter.
And
here in the second quarter, Coffee, 36-yard sweep.
He's married to Japan,
35-0. Hamilton won.
Happy birthday,
well, we got Tewksbury and Danvers about to begin up in Tewksbury today. We'll try to keep you posted on that. Looks like a very nice afternoon up there. Tewksbury, the number 2 seed there, playing host to Danvers, the number 6 seed. Danvers went down to beat Lynn Classical last week to set up this game. The winner of that game goes on and plays Lynn English High School, probably Friday night at Manning Field. But St. Mary's would also be scheduled Friday night at Manning Field.
I have this ringing in my ears.
Like a bell sound? I think I'm hearing the same thing. I'm
oh
not sure.
Goodness. All right, this time it's fielded cleanly on the kickoff by Arlington Catholic from the 30-yard line, and it's returned too close to the 40. It was Frank Cancellari with the return. He's a junior, big kid, 6'3", 180. And it's the best field position of the day for their shell-shocked Arlington Catholic Cougars. Starting at their own 41.
Again, all things working correctly. We do have the Tewksbury Danvers game on our MSO Live Channel B. You can go to that by our website clicking on the post. Also, do check out our app. Download that and get that from the App Store, the MSO app. A very easy way to follow a lot of your sports here on the North Shore.
Well, now it's a matter of staying dialed in for Hamilton Wenham, and it's a matter of getting something going for the Cougars. The quarterback, Burke, rolling to his right under some duress, but he makes it complete to Cancellari across to the 42-yard line of Hamilton Wenham. First down pass.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, he was rolling to the right side on the fly, right arm throw, and Cancellari came back and got it right off the turf. Nice catch.
17-yard gain, first down for the Cougars. And they're in that sloppy part of the field right now on the far hash mark, moving from right to left. Decent crowd on the far side. Lots and lots and lots and lots of cheerleaders over there.
They don't have a lot to cheer about over there.
Not yet. No way. All right, this is a run play to the big guy, Smith, and he just carries the pile forward before he's driven backward. Gets it down to the 37, though, of Hamilton Wenham. Smith with the carry.
45, Joshua Smith on the run.
I think it might have been, I think it was Sam Weber who was just pulling his uniform from behind, like, hey, get back here. And he was bowling down people ahead, and Weber's like hanging on,
yeah,
trying to, you know, just kind of being a pest.
Reminiscent of that Brandon Cook's touchdown, hanging on to Gronkowski a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, really.
Looked like a Volkswagen.
Well, this guy is big. He's not tall like Gronkowski, but you can certainly, that's not a bad comparison for a description or a situation like that. Penalty being marked off against Hamilton Wenham.
Where's the referee? Here he is. Let's see what the call is. Big one. 15 yards. Didn't see what it was. But it's a big one. Personal foul, maybe, to the 23.
First and 10 now for the Cougars at the general 23-yard line.
Didn't hear it called by the announcer either.
No, so he didn't see it.
We'll call it a personal foul just for the hell of it. And it's first down for the Generals.
That kind of language, Rick, will draw you a personal foul, too, by the way. Watch out.
I know. It's just, well, you know, this is we don't have to do FCC rules, do we? So this is a keeper on the option by the quarterback, Burke. He goes to his right, stutter steps back to his left, gets positive yardage to close to the 15.
Number 12, Michael Burke on the keeper.
I listened to your
Henry
Ryan Nolan interview, Rick, and you started off with a profanity right there as well.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
You did.
No.
The D started with D. I think you, there's right. There's
darn. I don't know, man. I don't know what I say.
This guy's getting pretty loose here in his advanced age.
You got that right. 5.5 left to go, first half. Arlington Catholic with its first real threat of the day. Play action. Rolling to his left, quarterback Burke. He scrambles back to his right, goes back to the line of scrimmage, and is dumped there. So I think he might have gotten 1 yard on that as the receiver's well covered.
Well, I got to give Burke a lot of credit. He eluded the rush by Wilichowski. After he had time and was in the pocket getting all kinds of time, all of a sudden Wilichowski came out of his linebacker spot into that backfield. He sidestepped him and then got a few yards.
Gets one. I don't hear the cowbell. Oh, it's so nice.
I see the cowbell.
I know. I see it.
It's a red cowbell.
It's at the 15. Third and one for the first down. Ball at the Hamilton Wenham 15-yard line. This is a handoff to Smith. He'll get the first down and more inside the 10, down to about the 5-yard line, maybe inside the 5. Big rush by Smith, close to the goal line.
Number 45, Joshua Smith with the carry.
Yeah, classic
first down.
Kind of a fullback run by Smith, just hanging on to the football right on the chest. And he kind of stands upright as he just rolls over people, and he's down to the 5.
Yep.
Where do you buy a cowbell, Rick? Where would you go if you want it? I don't think you do want one, but where would you get one?
I don't know.
I mean,
and look at it. It doesn't even look like a bell.
Probably a music store, right?
Yeah. It's some kind of a plastic box or something or other. I don't know. I have no idea. We'll ask Greg.
Maybe other than online.
4 minutes left to go. Run play, and it's touchdown. As Parrish gets the carry into the end zone, and Arlington Catholic is on the board. And they don't seem too enthused about it, do they? But they do score, and they got some momentum going.
So Parrish with the touchdown.
Yep.
Good strong run by Parrish, followed his blocking, good surge. They pump it in, get their first score of the afternoon, coming with 3:55 to play here in the first half.
Seven plays, 59 yards for Arlington Catholic. And they are on the board with Cordell Parrish. He's a senior. He's a big guy, too, 6 feet, 190.
Yeah.
3:55 left to go.
That stops a five-touchdown string by the Generals, halted there on the Parrish five-yard touchdown run.
They scored on every possession Hamilton Wenham has, right? I believe. So seven plays and 59 yards, 84 yards of total offense now for Arlington Catholic. They'll go for the singleton, and it looks like they're going to get it. Nice.
Extra point is no good.
No, I'm sorry. It's wide. Brendan Meehan is the kicker. But that one's wide, so it's 35-6. Well, I spoke too soon, didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, it's not really a cowbell. It's a plastic cowbell, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's where they are nowadays. You go online, and that's what you see, plastic cowbells, I bet.
We have our sheets online outside today.
We'll take a look. We'll have to investigate that.
And the fan has gone rogue.
You know, and that's one of the things, too, that though you don't have those at your house, do you? You know, like, who has a cowbell at their house? I remember it was a kid. They had something like that, but, you know, but.
All right, Brendan Meehan will get a chance to kick off. No, it's not me.
No.
It's Greeny kicking off. And this is a weird kick that's fielded at the 22 by Peach to the 30, down the sideline to the 40, and out to the 45-yard line by Cam Peach.
Just solid returns. Hamilton Wenham has done so many things well here today, special teams in particular here. But Peach on the nice return. They're getting a lot of yards on the returns, whether it be a punt return or a kickoff
right
return.
Now. A hot dog would never taste better.
All right, so it's first and 10 for Hamilton Wenham. And they are in that chewed up part of the field on the far hash mark at their own 45-yard line. And again, quarterback Whalen with a really funny stance under center, sort of like a right-handed batter in baseball. But this time he's back in the pistol at his own 40, 5 yards off the line of scrimmage. Looks quick to the right, complete to Peach, evades the tackle at the 45, to the 50, and holding on to the ball like a loaf of bread, cuts it across the 40, inside the 35, and out of bounds at about the 33.
Phil Durgan with a nice block just before the catch out there. Durgan doesn't make that block and clear out the defender. Peach might have made that catch if it stopped right away. Instead, it nets him about another 20 yards after that catch.
And I think that was a forward pass. A lot of these are not, but that one was. It wasn't. Peach was sort of at the line of scrimmage when he caught the ball, and Whalen was just off the line of scrimmage behind it. So it was a forward pass, but it picks up a neat 23 yards. Ball is at the 31-yard line. I had it at the 32 for Hamilton Wenham at the Arlington Catholic 32. One man in the backfield. I think it's Coffey. No, it's Durgan. Draw, right up the middle. Breaks it free. He may go, and he's tackled. No, he breaks a tackle from Parrish and gets it down to the 5, inside the 5-yard line.
Finally, Michael Burke finishes him off. Boy, it looked like Parrish was going to take him down. He was wrapped around the backside of him. Durgan was heading to the ground and then slipped away from that tackle. Goes another 10 yards before Michael Burke finishes him off.
I thought Parrish had him, but no, it makes it to the 4-yard line. First and goal from the 4. Hmm. So the Generals just relentless, just pounding away, going to the air, whatever they want to do. Special teams, I mean, just amazing. 35-6 with 2.5 left to go in the half. Good heavens. First and goal, midway between the hash marks. I formation. No, it's just Whalen with in the pistol with Durgan behind him. Gets the snap, hands it off. Again, run play right up the middle. Line surge, close to the goal line.
He's
in. Touchdown.
Update from Tewksbury. Tewksbury's leading 7-0 over Danvers. They did get the ball first, so I'm thinking they might have drove the field for the game's first score up there in Tewksbury. That game is broadcast live on MSO News Sports Channel B. How many yards was that for Durgan?
5 yards.
Five.
Well, Durgan again, the blocking of the offensive line.
Well, make it right four. Make it four.
Four-yard
touchdown.
Durgan
second. Lanciani, nice right through the middle, extra point.
Lanciani, six
for six for Lanciani and point after kicks here today.
In the first half,
yeah.
42-6. This is the second most explosive half I've ever seen in high school football. The most explosive I saw was a couple of years ago at Swampscott when Gloucester, might have been more than a couple years ago, but Gloucester broke out on top 48-0 at the half, and I haven't seen anything like that till this one. So, Hamilton Wenham has had the ball six times, and they have scored six touchdowns. 42-6.
Well, this is not the kind of Saturday afternoon the folks at Arlington Catholic were hoping for today, for sure. With head coach Serge Clivio, 27th year.
Well, you know, it leaves you speechless. Almost overcast now as Lanciani puts his right hand up, approaches the ball. High end-over-end kick coming down to the 15-yard line right up the middle. Return to the 20, to the 25. Doesn't make it to the 30, and once again, the return is by Christian Santillana.
You know, I notice it's the band director that has the
yes.
cowbell, so
yes.
he's the adult. Now, that leads me to think that this level of sophistication to play the cowbell must be very intense. Don't you think, Rick? I mean, anybody can pick up a clarinet or a trumpet, a saxophone.
Well, Tim and I had that same conversation last week, and I know I was relegated to the triangle when I was
so
in school.
Awesome.
Triangle.
Well, it's the General's Youth Football Program.
First and 10.
Sign up year-round.
Arlington Catholic.
Is now open for the fall
pass play
of 2018.
Over the middle, knocked down at the line of scrimmage.
Looking for his next great team, or you be a part of it. Sign up for General's Youth Football today.
Really hard to fight the PA. Incompleted pass by Burke for AC, and so now it's second and 10. They are starting this drive at the 29.
See, number 38 there, who knocked that down, but we don't have a number 38 on our program there.
Sam Weber.
Okay. My mistake. Oh, my gosh.
Quarterfinal round at Hamilton Wenham this Monday, November 6th at 6 p.m.
It's the cowbell.
Yeah, cowbell. Cowbell crazy.
Burke wants to throw. Arches it. He's got a man open. It's caught. Down the sideline, 40, 30. This could go all the way. It does. It's a touchdown for Arlington Catholic, and they look sharp on that one. Kieran Mullen all the way.
71 yards from the 29-yard line. Wow.
Yep.
Well, you know, you look at receivers. If you're a receiver, we saw that last night with Tyshawn Anderson for Lynn English. You catch the ball, then if you can outrun your defenders, fantastic. That doesn't always happen.
Wow.
A lot of times you have your fast defender back there, but that time he outran the defender and went in from the from 71 yards.
Two plays and 71 more yards for Arlington Catholic. They've got...
To the hands of number 13, Kieran Mullen.
Oh, Mullen is limping off after the touchdown.
Oh, man.
That's not cool. Wow. And
he's out of. He actually is a Bill Ricka resident, Mullen. I think Bill Ricka would have liked to have him last night at Lynn English.
Well, now it's 42-12.
Just a reminder, the blue pop-up tent
with Hamilton Wenham leading this one
is selling Generals football merchandise.
That was a pretty play right down the sideline, man. That was.
You haven't got your Generals.
Nice pass catch, and I'll tell you,
Burke
threw that, I think, as far as he could throw it. Big arch on it. And Parrish, not going to go anywhere. He's in. Uh-oh, this could be returned for two. It's picked up by Lanciani. And he's going to go all the way. He's going to run 90 yards for 2 points. Wow. It just continues to go wrong and go right for Hamilton Wenham. 90-yard, two-point return. Lanciani. Now, I haven't seen that since a game you did on WESX many years ago when a kid named Harnish Foster was trailing 19-0 in the Super Bowl at BU. And Harnish returned it 100 yards to make it 19-2. Gloucester trailing at the half, and Gloucester went on to win that game. Ridiculous return. 90 yards for 2 points. It is 44-12. So that'll put a pin in the balloon after a nice touchdown play. My goodness. And Arlington Catholic gets to kick it off now to Hamilton Wenham. You know, the body language of the players, Coach Bill, is onside kick as they break the huddle. It's fielded cleanly by Hamilton Wenham at their own 48-yard line. I think that was number 48, isn't it?
Yeah, it was, yes.
Well recovered by the Generals, number
Evan
48, Quinlan Kelly.
Oh, I'm sorry, Quinlan Kelly, excuse me. Kelly, Bucci's 55.
Generals have a first down at their own 47-yard line.
I'm going through this scorebook like crazy here.
I know.
Running out of ink. Man, it's just all falling apart for me. Minute 43 left to go. Still in the first half. 44-12. Yikes. And once again,
you
Hamilton
still have one last chance.
In great field position.
Tony nominated musical Legally Blonde. Tonight at 7 p.m. at the Ferretti.
Did he say Legally Blind?
Blonde.
Get your
blonde.
It's going to be a packed house.
That would be a terrible play, Legally Blind.
I think they said Blonde.
I hope so. Run play to the tailback. Durgan crushed at the line of scrimmage. Driven backwards by Greeley.
Number 88, Joseph Greeny on
Greeny,
the spot.
Greeny.
Understand that at the end of one, Tewksbury is leading Danvers 7-0, and they do have the ball down at the Danvers 18-yard line. So, looks like Tewksbury taking a little bit of control of that game.
Always
early
tough,
going.
Always yeah. tough to play up there. Coach Elward always has a great team. 1 yard loss back to the 47. Original line of scrimmage, the 48. So, Generals just taking their time, wanting to slow this thing down, leading by a gazillion points. 32, actually. no hurry to get to the line of scrimmage. Both teams kind of physically exhausted at this point.
Yeah, they played a whole football game in this first half, really.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, so the long, long count, a weird formation. It's the victory formation. There you go for Hamilton Wenham. They take a knee.
And the Generals will go into
they're going
to
get out of here at halftime.
44-12 lead.
With the lead from Hamilton Wenham, or from Hamilton, at Hamilton Wenham High School, the Generals, 44, and Arlington Catholic, 12.
Remember to visit the concession stand.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
MSONewsSports.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports or on Facebook. And you can always email us at MSONewsSports@gmail.com.
Rick, we're back here at the half. Big Hamilton Wenham lead here, 44-12. We're just going to listen in for a second to our Channel B live here.
Carlisle, 42.
This is the Danvers game.
Last week in the quarterfinal round of this and in the Merrimack Valley, they were 3-1 in the conference, 7-1 overall, 3-1 here at Doucette Stadium. Coakley in trouble, gets wrapped up. He'll be dropped for a loss of about three in the backfield. Tash Coakley took the handoff and was looking for a place to go, and there just wasn't any place for him. He got strung out along his right side.
It's still early in this game, 9:45 to go in the second quarter, but you can sense the Redmen are sniffing a little bit of blood in the water as.
All right, we'll jump away from that, but I guess the summary here is that I think they at least have a 7-0 lead, and let me just check here. I think we can find out. And I have a feeling they might have just got their second score, and now Danvers has the football back here, and as you can see here late in that. Not late in the second quarter, but into the second quarter, just barely into the second quarter. Still plenty of time, but I'll get that in just a second. But Rick, why don't we tell the folks that we have? Do you want to go through the scoring? Because we only have a halftime to cover that.
I don't know if we have enough time. and we're not being facetious. It's 44-12. Hamilton Wenham leading, and I was just looking at the Arlington Catholic games. The most number of points that they have scored, Bill, in any one game is 29 points. So they're going to need a Herculean, however you want to pronounce it, effort, obviously, to get back in this one, down 44-12. And
yeah, it is 14-0 Tewksbury, Rick, in the second quarter. So there you go.
All right, and for Hamilton Wenham, the most number of points that they had scored prior to this game was 42 points. They had a 42-12 win over Amesbury. So this is new high score for the year in terms of offense for the Hamilton Wenham Generals. So you know what? I'm going to sit down because this is going to take a while.
make yourself comfortable.
as well. You know, don't try this at home.
I think the Generals have.
Oh, my goodness. Just totally unexpected. I mean, you don't know what to expect in these things. I forgot to record the log here. You ran off. Was that D, the most recent one?
Yes.
C and D. Okay. All right. So the Generals opened up the scoring at first minute and a half in the game as they recovered a fumble inside Arlington Catholic Real Estate. I believe it was at the 22-yard line. And on the second play from scrimmage, Cam Peach scored from 26 yards out after the 4-yard loss on the first play as Billy Whalen hit him. on the first of several touchdown passes. So Peach hauls it in, goes the distance, and with 9:20 left to go in the first quarter, Hamilton Wenham takes a 7-0 lead. Didn't take much long, much longer after that, next possession, as the Generals put together a six-play, 28-yard drive, again getting the ball deep in Arlington Catholic real estate. This time it was Phil Durgan on a run. No, it was a pass play once again from Whalen. Second touchdown pass of the first 6 or 7 minutes of the game for Billy Whalen. And it's 14-0 at 4:48 of the first. Two more scores still in the first quarter for Hamilton Wenham, as Ian Coffey on a halfback option connected with Jake Lanciani. And I forgot to write down how far that was, so let me go back and look.
Which one was that?
The third Hamilton Wenham touchdown to Lanciani.
77. That's the one. I have that one.
Yeah, I didn't write that down for some reason. That was a 77-yard touchdown. And Hamilton Wenham scored in every possession except this most recent one when they took a knee at the end of the first half here. So that was, a two-play, 65-yard touchdown drive. All right, so I forgot to record that one for some reason. Two-play, 65 yards. So I got to add that to the total here. Let me just do that, okay? So anyway, at 2:25 left to go in the first quarter, it was 21-0 Hamilton Wenham. And then Cam Peach on the Generals' next possession, again after a punt return, set up nicely from the Arlington Catholic 23-yard line. Peach finished off a six-play drive, scoring from 5 yards away. No time left on the clock in the first quarter, 28-0, Hamilton Wenham. Next, they got the ball in the second quarter, it was Ian Coffey on a 36-yard run. He just scampered one play. This was after a kick, after a punt return as well. Set up Hamilton Wenham, again, deep inside of the Arlington Catholic side of the field. So it's 7:35. It's now 35-0 after the 36-yard touchdown run by Coffey. Arlington Catholic finally got on the scoreboard with 3:55 left to go in the half, as Parrish scored from 5 yards out. It was a nice touchdown drive by Arlington Catholic. 7 plays and 59 yards before Cordell Parrish was able to punch it in. So with 3:55 left to go, extra point failed. 35-6 Hamilton Wenham. Wouldn't you know, Generals come back. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. On their sixth possession, they scored their sixth touchdown. 3 plays, 55 yards. This time it's Durgan who scores his second touchdown from 4 yards out. 3 plays, 55 yards, 2:11 left to go in the half, 42-6. And then, tremendous play for Mike Burke to Kieran Martin that covered 71 yards that got Arlington Catholic its second touchdown of the afternoon, making it 42-12 at that point. But wouldn't you know it, point after is blocked, or I guess it was a run play. They tried to get two. Ball was fumbled, picked up by Jake Lanciani. He scampers 90 yards or so and gets the 2 points for Hamilton Wenham. And with 1:40 left to go in the half, 44-12, which is where we are right now, the Generals. Total yards up to this point, Hamilton Wenham 271 and Arlington Catholic 155. So we're pushing 500 yards of offense total by both teams here in this first half. And Hamilton Wenham had a short field most of the time. So this is just, it's silly. It's weird.
Yeah.
Very weird.
But again, the early part of this first half, probably 80% of the first half, Hamilton Wenham defense just dominating over Arlington Catholic. Bending at times, but not bending all that much. And then they did tag on the two touchdowns late in the first half. But then the Hamilton Wenham offense was just on fire right from the start. Whatever they wanted to do, they were able to do. I do have an update on the Danvers game. They're now trailing 21-0 with 7:49 to go in the first half.
Well, maybe, Bill, we can talk possibilities, because I'm not exactly sure how this whole thing works out. But Hamilton Wenham now, if they win, you said they will be here next
I would
week.
Assume they have a home game. That's Saturday here.
In Somerville?
Yeah.
Okay. That would be on Saturday. And then Marblehead will be, we know Marblehead will be playing Friday night at Melrose.
Right.
We can cover that game.
Right.
And what else might we do?
We'd have, then the other game would be Tewksbury at Lynn English on Friday night.
On Friday night.
Now the deal with that would be is that as of right now, so is St. Mary's playing Friday night. Now they play doubleheaders, so there was some talk there that it would be the third straight week of doubleheaders at Manning Field and Lynn. So that's the way I would expect it to be right now, as they iron that out. But Lynn also has Lynn Tech, which is undefeated right now. They're playing tonight at home, but they could have a home game. But they've been filling the Saturday night slot at Manning Field for the playoffs.
So next week determines who goes to the Super Bowls.
Yeah, North champions.
Yeah, and was it last year that Marblehead had, they wrapped it up early? Was it Marblehead that
won? Yeah, well, Marblehead, I'm trying to think. There's not another game after this, right? Between now and Thanksgiving. No, that's not, yeah. Yeah, they that division had a different deal. You're right. They didn't have the...
Now, do you know if a Northeastern Conference team or Hamilton-Wenham, what we have left, and actually all we have left for us would be either Lynn English or Marblehead. Lynn English, Marblehead, Danvers, and here Hamilton-Wenham, right? So do you know if any of those schools has a chance to go back down to Gillette? I don't know who's playing down there.
I'm trying to think. I was going over that the other day, and I know that one of the divisions, I know St. Mary's would not, if they won, they would not go back to Gillette for a Super Bowl. They were in the Super Bowl a year ago. And I believe, now don't hold me to that, but I believe that's one of the divisions that does it. I'm not quite sure which the other division is. There's two divisions that don't go down to Gillette.
Trying to figure that out. Well, the...
But whatever happens here, these next games, obviously these games are all getting tougher here, but, you know, Marblehead playing at Melrose. Melrose has had some close games, though, and Marblehead, was able to get that win last night at home. But that should be a great game Friday night at Melrose.
The thing about Marblehead, Bill, is they're finally getting healthy. They've been banged up all season, and when you've got Jim Clough as your number three quarterback, it's amazing.
So and Andy Clough, right?
Andy I'm sorry, Andy Clough.
So did he play the whole game last night at quarterback?
Andy was hurt in the second quarter, I think it was, but he came right back in. Yeah, he hurt his shoulder, and he came back and he played the whole game at quarterback. We've seen the other kid, his brother was quarterback last year.
Galley.
Yeah, we've seen Galley. Is it Drew Galley or his brother? Anyway, Galley, we've seen him at quarterback from times. And I guess he originally was the quarterback. But he's still recovering, I believe. And Andy Clough, last night Billy had, again, close to 100-yard rushing, close to 100 yards passing, and that was all in the first half. We should point out that Marblehead, prior to its last possession, had 11 yards in the second half.
Yeah.
And they got 15 more on a penalty. So they had one touchdown in the second half, and that was by penalty.
Yeah, and Andy Clough, just for our listeners, Andy Clough, 6'7", and he has an injured shoulder, but it's not his throwing side. So
yeah, he banged that up again last night.
So anyway, that's what we've... So Andy Clough, it's just an interesting story. He finds his way to quarterbacking the Magicians here. Still, the latest score that we have from Tewksbury is Tewksbury up on Danvers 21-0. And here, Hamilton-Wenham and Arlington Catholic are both back out on the field for the start of the second half. Hamilton-Wenham leading 44-12. Oh, we got to take a break, Rick. I forgot. Let's step aside. We're back with more after this.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Here from North Shore Newsmakers with two new shows on MSO. Thursdays, it's Connections. And Friday, Trending Now. And for our latest newscast and interviews, click on the 24/7 radio button on the top left of our webpage.
As we start the second half, a line drive kick goes to the Hamilton Wenham 40-yard line, fielded there cleanly by Michael Crowley, and he's dropped about a yard after he catches the ball. But, well, actually, they're going to put it at the 45. So the Generals start the second half at their own 45-yard line, moving from right to left.
That was a funny kickoff. It was a line drive. Crowley took it right about the shoulders, just got it. 45-yard line. That was it.
So here we go. And the Generals back with their starting lineup, I think. Kevin Bucci at center. Ben Liphart, Henry Smith, the guards. Tom Monahan, Matt Wieman are the tackles. Billy Whalen, the quarterback. Ian Coffey is the running back, along with Phil Durgan, Jake Lanciani, Campeach, and Crowley are the receivers. I formation stacked up behind quarterback Whalen, and long count as Greedy goes right up to his face, but it's a draw play, handoff run play, and Hamilton Wenham fumbles the ball as Durgan was the ball carrier. And I believe Arlington Catholic has recovered, and they have.
Yeah.
So there's a break that Arlington Catholic needs.
Danny Barr from Hamilton, from Arlington Catholic. Barr recovers that fumble. He's out of Arlington. So it'll be a first down for Arlington Catholic, the 48 or 47 in Hamilton Wenham territory.
Well, what is it they say? You got to walk before you can run. And, you know, the other cliche, you can't score all the 32 points on this down, in this possession. But good break for Hamilton, for Arlington Catholic to start the second half. They are at the Hamilton Wenham 48-yard line and trailing big time. Ball on the far hash mark. The quarterback, Burke, in the pistol. Hand off run play to the big guy, Smith. He bowls his way forward for about three, maybe to the 45.
Number 45, Joshua Smith, with the run. Tackled on the play by number 56.
Call it three, so it is second down and
seven. Second down
seven
and seven for the Cougars.
For Arlington Catholic, and again, Smith is the running back in the backfield, putting a man in motion from right to left. It is a pitch to the left, complete at the 45 to the 40-yard line, and across the 40 to the 35-yard line, hauled in by Cordell Parrish. I thought it was four. That's how bad my eyes are.
But
it was Parrish, number one.
Hunter Wilchowski with the tackle for Hamilton Wenham High School.
Temperature dropping just below 50. It's about 49 right now with the wind out of the east at about 10 miles an hour. And that is a nice 10-yard gain. Another pitch to the left. Almost intercepted by Lanciani. Knocks it away at the 40-yard line. At the 30-yard line.
Incomplete, broken up on the
where
play
did you get that weather information, Rick? Where did you,
say again?
Where did you get that weather information from?
WeatherChannel.com.
Okay.
9:46 as we start the second half, 9:46 to go in the third quarter. Second and 10 for Arlington Catholic. They are at the Hamilton Wenham 35 and on the march. Far hash mark going from left to right with the yellow helmets. Burke fakes the handoff, keeps it. Nope, nothing. Stopped right at the 35.
Henry Shibley with the tackle
number
there.
43, Henry Shibley there to make
Shibley
the
with a tackle.
For no
wrapped him
for
up. He was hard to take down, but
they're
he wrapped him up quickly, but he wouldn't go
Cougars
down for a while. The last score we had on the Hamilton Wenham boys soccer team, they were up 1-0, but that was a while ago.
There, Matt Morganelli is split wide to the right with slot man pass Burke. Left sideline looking long downfield for Mullen, but it's overthrown at the goal line. Incomplete.
Yeah, that ball was just way, way overthrown. One-on-one coverage way down there on the left side, down near the 10, down near the goal line.
Cam Geyer.
Incomplete
brings
pass.
A fourth down and 10 for the Cougars.
Fourth and 10 now for Arlington Catholic. Clock stopped with 9:03. Remaining in the third quarter. First possession for AC after Hamilton Wenham fumbled the ball away. And it's first possession. Burke back in the pistol once again. Drops back. Looks, looks. Shoots it over the middle. Incomplete. Intended receiver was Consolari at the 20-yard line.
Last ball is incomplete.
And Hamilton Wenham takes over.
Generals will take over on
I really don't think there was any Hamilton Wenham player there to break that up. Cam Peach was in the neighborhood, but that just wasn't executed correctly by Arlington Catholic. The pass over the middle, the scramble there by the quarterback, but it falls incomplete. Hamilton Wenham gets the football back at their 35.
Public service announcement. Remember, tonight at 2 a.m.
First and 10 for Hamilton Wenham at the 35-yard line. The ball just over the 35.
You have an extra hour to do your math homework. No
halfway
excuses.
Between the hash marks. Lanciani tight on the left side. Peach split out to the right side. 2 men in the backfield in the shotgun with Whalen. Left-handed passer throws it over the middle. Peach is wide open. One-hands it. Gone. Touchdown. See you later. Wow. Little hot dog in it. He shouldn't have done that, but he got away with it.
You call it a 64 or 65?
65.
Yep.
Little hot dog in it at the end. Ball almost knocked out of his hand before he got in the end zone. But Peach safely gets in, and it's now 50-12.
Peach had the defenders beat. The only question was he able to get the catch the football, but his one arm outreached. And he hauled it in with the one hand and ran into the end zone.
Yep.
Lanciani will attempt the point after kick.
Getting dark and quiet here as Lanciani is true once again. 51-12, Hamilton won them. So that is the third touchdown pass from Billy Whalen today. Second from Whalen to Peach. And I don't know what to say.
It's now for our third quarter player profile. Player profile today is number 69, Alec McDonald.
336 yards of offense right now for Hamilton Wenham.
Playing in musicals.
168 yards.
Four blocks on the beach.
Arlington Catholic.
And a good math ball now and then. Let's hear it for Alec McDonald.
I'm just listening to the player profile. I'm sorry, Rick, here.
Yeah, it's entertaining here. You will be entertained.
I have a feeling we have a math teacher as a PA. I think we have a math teacher as a PA. You may not have picked up on that being a
I did,
teacher,
I did.
So.
The electric band, when they're on, they like to play a lot of Led Zeppelin. Without the cowbell, it's pretty cool. 51-12. Hamilton Wenham will be kicking off once again. Going to come down to the near sideline at the 16-yard line. Return to the 20. To the 25 and stopped at about the 27. This time,
the
ball was handled by Steve DeLeo,
by Sam Weber,
sophomore running back for
first and 10,
Arlington Catholic.
Their own 26-yard line.
8:31 left to go in the third quarter. I usually print up 6 pages of score sheet, and we're just about out of them.
Yeah,
wow.
We played a lot. There's a lot of football in this football game.
Good
today,
heavens.
That's for sure.
A lot of offense. All right, they're going to call it the Arlington Catholic 26-yard line. So they'll start from there. And I think we can be pretty much assured that Hamilton Wenham will be playing in the D6 North Finals next weekend. And that game will be here. Twins to the right, twins to the left for the yellow-helmeted Arlington Catholic Cougars. Mike Burke is still the quarterback. Hand off to Smith. He's going to cut it outside to the 30, 35, lowers his shoulder, 40, carrying 5 Hamilton Wenham players out to the 47-yard line from the 40 before he's finally stopped. A little extracurricular activities going on right now.
Yeah, a few words being exchanged.
Number 4, Joshua Smith, on the carry for the Cougars.
I'm just looking at Luke Von Hunnis. Bill, he's 6'6", 255. An athlete. Ball is at the 47 after the carry by Smith. Nice 21-yard gain. First down. This time he's wrapped up for no gain on the run play. Nothing that time.
Good pursuit there by Henry Shibley.
45, Smith again on the carry.
Might have lost a yard.
Wrapped up by Henry Shibley.
Back to the 46. Mike Burke looking over to the far sideline. Shoulders covered
Bill
with some mud.
Purchase your tickets for today.
Dirt
50
gets the
raffle.
Signal. Everybody's up on the line of scrimmage for Arlington Catholic. They're ready to go, and it is getting much cooler outside. Quick pass, left flat. It is incomplete. And once again, that was intended for usually reliable Kieran Mullen, but I think it was just a tad overthrown.
Yeah, a little ahead of him. He was running it down along the line of scrimmage to the left, cut upfield on the left side. As he cut upfield, the ball was just a tiny bit ahead of him, and it was an incomplete pass.
Stops the clock with just a tick under 7 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Game already almost an hour and a half old, and we're not quite halfway through the third quarter yet. 6:59, Burke gets the snap, rolling to his left. He's going to throw it as far as he can downfield, and two players fighting for it, and nobody's going to come up with it at the 10-yard line. It was Coffey defending
Parrish,
the intended receiver, and nobody got it. They were kind of shoving each other, and no call.
Yeah, Parrish a little bit bigger, using his body to try to create some space. No harm done there, but it was finally the defender there that swatted the ball away and just made sure that was an incomplete pass.
Clock stop once again. Now the wind is kind of picking up, too. The Hamilton Wenham pennant over at the Snack Shack flying pretty stiffly now. Again, wind out of the east. So it's a east-northeast. It's a little chilly. That was a mess. That was a fake punt, and it didn't go anywhere. As
procedure call.
Yeah. Play was called dead before it got underway. And that was going to be a fake punt. So they unmasked that. And let's see if they want to try it again. Ball goes back to the Arlington Catholic 43.
Yeah, they marked 4 yards off.
3 yards, really.
Yeah, I know. That's a tie, yeah.
All right, and with this timeout, it's time to call the 50-50 raffle number.
Looks like the ref, walked three steps and I think, well, yeah. You're not that big, buddy.
3 yard penalty,
and
so.
Today's winning number, 6199-780.
The officials are checking their
50-50
tickets.
Oh, there you go.
780.
6:37 to play. 6:37 to play. Third quarter.
With the cheerleaders.
51-12. Hamilton Wenham leading. Well, they're in punt formation with Parrish the up back. Let's see if he gets a direct snap. He does not. Burke does. Puts the nose of the ball down. Gets the punt to the 29-yard line. Fielded by Lanciani. He's juking. Cuts it back to the right side to the 30. Now forward to the 40 and across midfield. Tackled at about the original line of scrimmage for Arlington Catholic.
Lanciani with the kickoff.
The Cougars' 47-yard
line. 22 yards.
Well, Danvers is on the board here in the first half. Late first half in Tewksbury, 21-7. So that was a big touchdown to close out the half, because I think they were either at the half or close to the half. One-handed catch by Taj Coakley for the pass play. Here's the soccer score.
Leading at the half, 1-0.
All right, Hamilton Wenham soccer leading at the half.
Well, the Generals take over at the AC 47-yard line after the return by Lanciani. He's going to come over for a breather with 6 minutes on the clock. And again, Generals just taking their about 20 yards off the line of scrimmage, so it takes them a little while to get back up to the line of scrimmage from the huddle. They're set now, and under center this time, Whalen spins around. Hand off to the tailback, Coffey. Nothing in the center, so he cuts it outside. Gets it to the 40, to the 30. Steps out of bounds.
Yep.
At the 30-yard line.
Good call. He clearly had his left foot out of bounds at the 30-yard line, and that's where they mark it.
He said Lanciani, but that was Coffey with the
carry. Coffey, yeah, I'm sorry. Did I?
No, you didn't. The PA did. I'm pretty sure that was 13, not 3.
It was 13.
Okay. All right, so Coffey gets it to the 30, and he might have had even more yardage as he was just tapped out of bounds, just barely touching the line. So once again, the Generals on the move. And I think we have a timeout, or do we have an
injury? We have an injured player down at Arlington Catholic, player injured, yeah.
This well, year's Thanksgiving Day game.
It continues as, again, Hamilton Wenham scoring and on all six possessions, and it's on the first half, except for the final possession with a few seconds left.
This and final Gage Run, 9 a.m. at Patton Park. Google Gage Run for more information.
Yeah, a lot of size coming through Wenham today into Hamilton on this Gabe's Run, which I just hearing announced the Friday after Thanksgiving.
It's interesting
Thanksgiving.
Trying to get to the field, Bill, because you have to go by Patton Park, where there are like a million little kids with flag football. Then you go to what is it, Myopia, where the horses
yeah.
across the street.
So
it's really weird
Danny
trying to get here.
With the best last name on the Cougar sideline.
Arlington Catholic player walking gingerly off the field,
yeah.
Favoring the right side, I think. It's Daniel Marr, senior.
Yep.
Defensive tackle.
It's 5'11", 215 pounds.
Boy, football players are big.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Jeez.
This Bill Ricca team, Rick, had twins, the Quinns.
The Quinn twins.
The Quinn twins.
Okay.
And they were running back, tight end kind of guys, but they were, each of them were around 225 or so. So you add them together, it was like 445 pounds
of Quinn.
Twins.
Oh, goodness. All right. It's like the Linfield hockey coaches, the big twin towers. So it's first and 10 on a run play, and this time Durgan is upset by the
Durgan
defense
the
after a couple of yards.
There by Tim Simmons for the Cougars.
Simmons greeted him, greeted
he
Durgan harshly.
For the Generals.
Ball is at 26. 4 yard gain, second and 6. And I'm running out of ink. I'll have to get another pen. Running out of ink, running out of score sheet.
You know, you should maybe stop at Staples on your way home.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Probably should. Yeah. Actually, we have to go there tomorrow, so if I can get through the day with the rest of the ink here. Second and 7, 51-12. Hamilton Wenham on the drive. Ball went midway between the hash marks. Under center. Handoff. Coffey. We're going to blow this one up before it starts. Penalty on Hamilton Wenham. Procedure.
So you drove through Salem last night after the Marblehead game. How was it in Salem after Halloween?
5 yards.
I got to tell you, you know, it's my fourth or fifth straight week at Marblehead. So every Friday night in October, I went to Marblehead.
Good call on your part, by the way.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to mark this one off so it's back to the Arlington Catholic 31. But I never had a problem, Bill.
Oh.
Unlike most years, it wasn't bad. Derby Square, Derby Street, a little congested, you know, and that was about
well,
a little congestion by the Hawthorne Death Hotel. Second and 12, Hamilton Wenham. Greeny up at the line of scrimmage, plows through. And short, maybe no gain for Coffey.
Well, Tim Simmons was there for the tackle. I have a feeling, he feel like he was blocked out, but as the runner went over him, they went down. So give Simmons credit on that one. Down to 3:15 to play, third quarter.
No gain. Third and 12. 51-12. Only scoring in the second half at Camp Peach, 65-yard catch and run after the pass from Whalen. And they put a lot of air in her. They throw it 30, 40 yards before Peach even catches it. I formation, Whalen, quick drop over the middle, incomplete. Just a quick hitter, timing play, looking
for number 81, Anthony Palazzola.
Palazzola at the 20,
fourth down,
but it's incomplete.
Fourth and 12 from the 32-yard line.
Great football name, huh, Rick? Palazzola?
You think? My goodness gracious. Yeah, there's been a few Palazzolas between Gloucester, Manchester by the Sea.
Spreading out a little bit.
And Hamilton, yep.
Now they're in the Hamilton-Wenham area.
Yep.
But Essex goes here too, right? Essex.
No, Essex goes to Manchester.
Oh, okay. That's where, no, what am I thinking? Of course they do, yeah.
Well, they used to. Essex used to.
Yeah.
My older daughter went to Hamilton-Wenham when we lived in Essex. Well, it's 4th and 12 for the Generals.
That's why they call it Manchester-Essex, I guess, yeah.
Probably.
High school, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You never know. I formation behind Whalen on the 4th down. Play action. Whalen has to scramble, rolling to his right. shoots it incomplete, looking for Palazzolo.
And it's for Anthony Palazzolo.
Turnover time.
Cougars will take over on down.
Well, that's the first time that Hamilton Wenham has had to give up the ball. So, let me just see what they get for yardage. Another 16 that time. 352 total yards of offense for the Generals. And I got to add another 17. 185 yards of offense for Arlington Catholic. Turn the page again on my scores chart here.
A record-setting day here at Hamilton Wenham today. The attendance for a non-Thanksgiving Day game has reached level highs. Today's attendance, 31,242 people. Let's give yourself a hand.
I think you might be 3,100, the mathematician there.
Maybe 310.
Yeah, it can't be that many.
Now, there were 26 or 27,000 last week, according to the PA.
Oh, geez. Okay.
143. I didn't notice that kid in the front.
All right. Run play, Smith. Oh, no,
there's
it's not
a
Smith.
Big hit there by Philip Durgan on a first down play. Run on the play by number 25, Christian Sanders.
Yep, Phil Durgan on the hit on that one. Hey, we're on MSONewsSports.com. Check back to the website for the latest news and sports over the weekend. If you're following any of the field hockey, volleyball, soccer, you can always click on our interactive brackets that we have on some of our posts. Even if you have to scroll down and go through a few posts, you get the interactive brackets with the schedules and scores.
Santillana got 2 yards on the carry. Here's a pass play over the middle. It is complete and very close to a first down as Burke fired it to Morganelli.
Yeah, that should be a first down. Yeah. Got about 11 yards on that.
On the play by number 24.
Spotting it way out by the 44. Their 44.
It was right into the breadbasket of Morganelli. He wrapped it up and got the first down on the near hash mark. First and 10, Arlington Catholic. Bunch formation, tight to the left. Pass play, Burke over the middle, in and out of the hands this time of Morganelli. I put the curse on him after the nice sure-handed catch a second ago.
Pass committed for number 10, Morganelli, broken up on the play by 38, Sam Weber.
39 seconds left
second
to go
10 for the Cougars.
In the third quarter, 51-12, Hamilton Wenham leading Arlington Catholic. D6 North Championship game will be here next week, barring something incredibly weird in the fourth quarter. Twins to the left, twins to the right. Burke, three-step drop, screen to the left. Complete to, about the 50-yard line. So it's going to be short of the first down. It was once again Santillana with a catch. And that will, 20 seconds clock moving. I think we're going to bring it down to the end of the third quarter. As it's short, it's right at midfield. After the 6-yard gain, 3rd and 5. I don't know if they're going to get a playoff. Doesn't look like they're hurrying it up. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Clock still moving. They're going to wait for the change of the quarter. So after 3 quarters of play here from Hamilton High School, Hamilton Wenham Generals 51, Arlington Catholic Cougars 12.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our 3 locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
We start the fourth quarter as we've reversed field and Arlington Catholic moving from right to left. 3rd down and 5. Burke back to pass, steps up into the pocket, throws it as far as he can downfield, and it is incomplete at the 15-yard line. couple of defenders pass, back there, including Ian Coffey. Morganelli got a piece of it, but he couldn't quite hang on at the Hamilton 1-20. So it'll be fourth down and five for Arlington Catholic.
Yeah, that was Colby Calla back there for Hamilton Wynum, who went back there, and he just needed to break that up, and he did. He was able to do that.
Well, it's fourth and five. The clock says third, but it's fourth down. Again, it's on the near hash mark.
Also working hard today are the Arlington 50. Catholic cheerleaders. Bert. Let's give a hand for the Arlington Catholic cheerleaders.
Short pass. Complete. First down for Arlington Catholic to the 40-yard line. And getting the first down after the reception is Morganelli, who's been big in this series.
Yeah, he's 6'2", 190 pounds. Came out to the left side,
football.
Made the catch, and then ran it after the catch another 5 yards.
We'll be played this Monday,
first
4
and
p.m.
10
at Georgetown
at the 40.
Come support the Generals.
On the 10-yard gain. All passes. Burke once again steps up into the pocket. He'll have to run with it this time. Gets it to the line of scrimmage out of bounds after a 5-yard gain.
A moment ago, his last pass, he was very close to crossing that line of scrimmage, but did not. Released it just in time. That time he crossed the line of scrimmage, ran 5 yards.
Second down and five for Arlington Catholic. They are at the 35-yard line now.
Rick, I think we're going to get a little cowbell here in a minute.
Uh-huh.
Oh, maybe not.
Long count here. I don't know if we had a timeout or not. Nope. Just long time to get up to the line of scrimmage. Parrish is split to the short side of the field. That's the near side. Twins out to the right with Mullen in motion from left to right. Burke is the quarterback. Now Mullen will set in the slot, putting three receivers on the right side. Hand off to Smith. Big running room, 30. And down to the 26-yard line. He's lumbering. He doesn't have a lot of speed, but he chews up a lot of real estate on that one.
Finn Brophy, the sophomore in the game, linebacker spot, put his body on him but did not bring him down right away. Needed some two other, needed some additional help from Bill Durgan.
26-yard line.
First down at the 27-yard line of Hamilton Wynum. Burke wants to throw, looks to the left, shoots it over the middle man. There it is caught, and I think, it's a touchdown. Ball dropped after the score. But it is a touchdown. They're signaling that it is a score. Receiving
that
the ball was Frank Consolari.
Consolari
gets
Frank
it.
Consolari.
And Hamilton, Arlington Catholic is on the board once again. Another nice touchdown pass from Burke. This one covered 27 yards.
They will line up and go for a two-point conversion here. With the quarterback working out of the shotgun here.
Score is now 51-18. Hamilton won them. I'm so confused. As the two-point conversion pass fails.
So,
the Arlington Catholic Cougars put together an 8-play, 69-yard scoring drive. That's finished off with the 27-yard touchdown pass to Consolari. So, we'll have another kickoff. There have been a bunch of them. Frank Consolari with the touchdown reception. 51-18. 8:18 left to go in the game.
I guess in the second half in boys soccer, Bedford has scored and they lead Newburyport 1-0.
Now Coach Pugh is out on the field directing traffic. Some clean uniforms out there. And here's the kickoff after the touchdown. It is Lanciani who catches it at the 20. Returns to about the 35-yard line.
Well, I got to give Arlington Catholic a lot of credit. They're still playing hard, still playing tough, still making tackles.
Well, PA said return it to the Cougar 35. No, it's the General 35.
Yeah.
8:07 left to go in the ball game. Somebody's calling me, and I don't know who it is. It's my daughter calling me from Drexel University in Pennsylvania. I'm on the air right now. Yeah, how about that? Let's do that later on, okay? Okay, very good. All right, bye-bye. Okay, it is 255 yards of offense for Hamilton Wenham. The new back in the backfield for the Generals, he breaks it across the 45, out close to midfield where a flag is thrown on the far sideline.
24.
I think it's a hold, Rick. I think this might be coming back.
That
was the initial call.
Yeah. That's first down run will be extinguished.
Yep. Colby Calla was the running back. So the hold, well, actually, he gets credit for the run.
And we'll do it again. First and 10 for the Generals.
No, he can't get credit for the run, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. I'm sorry. My mistake.
So now it should be... It's first and nine now.
Yeah.
Because they got the ball to the about the 45, and then the 10-yard penalty pushes it back to the 35. So it's about a one-yard gain.
About a wash, too, yeah.
Yeah, about a one-yard penalty. So it's first and nine. Tailback again, Calla. Breaks it out to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, and out of bounds on the Arlington Catholic side of midfield.
That's good for a 15-yard gain and a general...
Ball is at the 46, about a 19-yard pickup for Calla. Clock moving, blessedly, with 6:28 left to go in the game. 51-18, Hamilton won them. My goodness, Peach with a couple of touchdowns. Lanciani has a touchdown. Durgan has a couple of touchdowns.
There are three
Peach
boys in front of the
actually
boys.
Has three.
The front home stands here walking around. I think they're lost.
First and 10.
One has a white sweatshirt.
Hamilton
won
them at the Arlington Catholic 46. Hand off to the tailback. And
you know these kids,
it's going to be a loss this time. As running back now is Sam Weber. He's a junior. And he loses maybe a yard or two.
Now they're coming up the stands.
Going to put it at the... 48. So it's a 2-yard loss. Second and 12. Very quiet on the near sidelines, very quiet on the far sidelines. This game, really, Bill, not in doubt from the first quarter on.
No, not at all, yeah. And again, looking at that score, you got to remember how devastating that Hamilton Wenham defense was for the most, about 80% of that first half.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's a pass incomplete. As
the pass ball is incomplete. The third down and 12.
Whalen still throwing the ball. Intended receiver was on this near sideline here to Anthony Palazzola. That's kind of odd to see him throwing on that. Don't understand that, but I don't need to. Clock is moving after the incompleted pass. So apparently we've agreed to running time here, Bill. The clock is still moving unless, you know, they're keeping a different time on the field. That was an incomplete pass.
Yeah, right, yep.
You know, and 4:25 and rolling.
Do you know who's in that bracket there? The other side of it?
51-18 is the score. 4 minutes left to go in the ball game. Whalen's still the quarterback, but lots of other people out there. And as an example, Giles
Stone,
Hubbard
Stone
split
back.
Wide to the left side. Fumble by Whalen, and he is dumped back at the 45-yard line. Penalty markers fly.
Fumble on the play, but there's also a penalty marker on
he
the
recovered
play.
It, by the way.
Ball start
penalty
on the
is on Hamilton Wenham. So they'll probably turn that one down, take the loss. Yeah. Procedure call. Denied. Turned down. Ball comes back to the 45 of Hamilton Wenham. So that's a 7-yard loss. And now it will be fourth down and almost 20 yards to go for the first down. About 19 to go for the first down, actually. And this will be the first punt of the game for Hamilton Wenham, if indeed they do punt the ball. Michael Crowley back in deep punt formation. 3:33, clock rolling. General's a little confused as to who's going out on the ball field. They're going to get probably called for... I'll have to take a timeout. So 3:22, that stops the clock. And again, at the half, it was 44-12 at the half. Hamilton won them. Score's been extended to 51-18 with 3:22 left to go. We will talk about this one and others on Monday night, North Shore Sports Night at 7 o'clock. Jim Rudloff, Marblehead coach, will be one of our guests. Maybe you can ask you can't hear me, if Jim Pugh might be on Monday night as well. Yes. Yes. Well, that's what Craig was saying. Stoneham coming here next Saturday. So Crowley will punt the ball. Nice punt. Gonna drive Parrish back to his 20 where he fumbles it, and he recovers at the 24. After the punt.
Crowley's kick.
First punt of the game.
Cordell Parrish.
For
Cougars will have the ball at the
Generals. After the 13-yard gain. Total yards of 367 for
next week.
Hamilton won him 255.
Division 6 North final game will be played here at Hamilton Wenham at 1 p.m. against Stoneham.
3 minutes left to go in the ball game. Clock rolling. Bill's going to go downstairs and get some post-game interviews with videos and talk to some of the principals involved in this one. A lot of scoring, and I don't know if I'm going to recap all. I will, but I'm going to make it pretty quick. 51-18 as clock shows 2:42 left to go in the ball game. This is a run play by the big guy Smith. I think it's Smith, although there's a lot of new guys in there
number
as well.
Number 42, Justin Laughlin with the carry. Big hit there by number 89, Finn Brophy.
New players for everybody now. That was Justin Laughlin with the carry for Arlington Catholic. Clock rolling at 2:16. Original line of scrimmage was the 24. He gets it to the 26. So it's 2nd and 8. New quarterback also for Arlington Catholic. Rolling to his right. Short pass is complete from 6 to 12. That's going to get a first down. 6 is Riley Donovan.
Number 6, Riley.
And number 12 is Mike Burke.
With the completion to number 13, Garrett
Mullen. Oh, sorry. It's 13, not 12. So Burke, check it. Mullen. Kieran Mullen hauls it in. For the first down, at the 37 of Hamilton of Arlington Catholic. Gosh, I'm so confused. 11-yard gain. Timeout stops the clock with 1:50 left to go. 51-18, Hamilton won them. They'll be here, and we will be here next Saturday, I think, for the D6 North Championship game. This is an intended pass play, and it's going to be a run play by the quarterback instead. And he's dumped after getting close to the first down,
up
to the 47. That's Donovan.
Riley Donovan.
They got to put it at the
45. Second down and 2 for the Cougars.
Arlington Catholic at their own 45. Minute and 25 seconds left to go in the game.
Update from the boys' soccer field. With 10 minutes left in the game, the Generals lead 1-0.
Actually, I can start recapping this one now because got a minute left to go in the game, and there are a lot of touchdowns to tell you about. It was all Hamilton Wenham all game long, really, on offense. The defense was as tough as it needed to be. This is Parrish handing it off to Justin Laughlin, who gets another first down across midfield.
Justin Laughlin on the carry for a first down. tackled by number 55.
At the Hamilton 48. 7-yard gain. 39 seconds. Clock rolling. Probably.